The Examined Life by Stephen Gross. Read by Peter Marinka. Preface. For the past 25 years, I've worked as a psychoanalyst. I've treated patients in psychiatric hospitals, psychotherapy and forensic psychotherapy clinics, child and adolescent units, and private practice. I've seen children, adolescents, and adults for consultation, referral, and once-a-week psychotherapy. Most of my work, however, has been with adults in psychoanalysis, meeting with one person for 50 minutes, 4 or 5 times a week, over a number of years. I have spent more than 50,000 hours with patients. The substance of that work is the substance of this book. What follows are episodes drawn from day-to-day practice. While I've altered some details in the interests of confidentiality, I've stayed close to the facts. These stories are true. At one time or another, most of us have felt trapped by things we find ourselves thinking or doing, caught by our own impulses or foolish choices, ensnared in some unhappiness or fear, imprisoned by our own history. We feel unable to go forward, and yet we believe that there must be a way. "I want to change, but not if it means changing," a patient once said to me in complete innocence. Because my work is about helping people to change, this book is about change. And because change and loss are deeply connected, there cannot be change without loss, loss haunts this book. The philosopher Simon Weil.